Hi, welcome to Viscool once again. We are on chapter 15, specifically going to discuss industry risk. In the previous chapter, we saw what should be looked into by an investor in order to identify the market leader. However, it also becomes very important to identify the industry within which the company is operating. How is the industry as a whole growing or sinking? So this risk, which we call it as the industry risk, will be discussed in this chapter. This chapter is going to explain the factors that one should consider when he or she examines the industry within which a company operates. First of all, why should one examine the industry within which a company operates? Apart from examining the financial strength of a company, a potential investor or a lender must examine the industry within which the company operates, solely for one important reason, because this could affect the very existence, the near survival of the company. Because even though the company is existing, if majority of the company's industry are going downward, then there is a possibility of this growing company also may go down because of certain inherent factors. A company's management may be superior, its balance sheet strong, and its reputation enviable. However, the company may not have diversified, and the industry within which it operates may be at a depression. This could result in a tremendous decline in revenues, which could threaten the very continuance of the company. And hence, it is very, very important to examine the industry within which a company operates. What is the source of the detailed industry analysis? We had seen some sources in the previous chapter also. However, when we talk in terms of detailed industry analysis, we can get this from specialized sources. Many business magazines have detailed industry analysis, as do financial newspapers. Regular columns on specific industries, revise and research, come up regularly for an investor to look into it. It would be wise to read and compare the various analyses prepared, as it would give one an indication regarding the industry. Not only overall, but a detailed analysis if one compares report to report. If the industry is forecasted to boom, it would be worthwhile proposition to invest in the company, as the likelihoods of the reward would be great. Similarly, if the industry is projected to take downturn, the wise man would quickly divert his investments. So if the industry is showing the boom signs, it could be a wise investment. If the industry is projected to take a downturn, it is always better to stay away from it. What are the factors one should consider when one examines the industry within which a company operates? These factors can come as an answer to the various questions like, is it easy to enter the industry? Are there many competitors? Is the company in a high growth industry? Is there a product differentiation? Does the company have a fixed cost structure? What is the cost of the capacity additions? And what is the size of the exit cost? Because exit costs also are very important to consider if one decides to move out of it. Next important questions can be, what is the motivation of competitors? Is there a substitute product which can challenge the existing company? How powerful are the buyers and the suppliers? What will be the effect of technological innovation of the product? Is there great rivalry between the existing competitors? What is the government policy? Is it encouraging or not so good for the company or the industry? Are there international cartels who control and may pressurize that particular industry? So let us look at this one by one. The first question was, is it easy to enter the industry? Easy entry industries require little capital. Because if you require huge capital, it might not be easy to arrange the finance and enter into that particular industry. The second important point which makes an easy entry to the industry is the technology. It should not require much technological expertise so that even a lay person can make an attempt into the industry without seeking any external technological know-how and expertise. As a consequence, there are a multitude of competitors. Like capital, like technology expertise, competitors also play a very important role in allowing a new entrant to a particular industry. This could result eventually in intense competition, resulting in very low margins, and hence competitor will definitely pose challenges to the new entrants. The reason they have a fear, if more and more entrants enter into the market, this could result into higher competition, price reduction, and consequently lower margins at a higher cost. So the first important parameter relating to looking at whether the industry is good or not is it easy to enter an industry? The second important parameter is, are there many competitors? If there are many or no single competitor dominates, then each of the competitors will vie with each other for a greater market share. There will be price wars and margins will reduce. A striking example of this is the TV market, where there are many companies bringing up newer and newer technology, newer and newer attractions, and the people are really taking it as a big surprise whenever new thing comes into the market at a cheaper price. So on one side you give innovations, on the other side you reduce the price. This definitely results into price wars and the margins will reduce. So how many competitors is also an important factor while you decide to enter into an industry. Similarly, there are many companies selling personal computers. Each company is trying to outdo the other, and to do so are offering more to the consumers for less. The third important factor is the company in a high growth industry. If the growth of the industry is over 30% per annum, persons and the companies are in the hope of earning super profits and they get attracted to it. The major high growth industry in recent times has been the electronics and the computer industry. The growth was over 100% initially, and as a consequence, many have entered this industry. Another high growth industry in India in early 80s was the leasing industry. Now, many years later, only a handful are surviving, and these have diversified into other areas such as the property development, TV productions and the like. So the point here is, once upon a time, high growth industry might not remain as a high growth industry every time. So the point here is, when you are investing, you have to know what are the current trends, whether the company sustains a high growth trend even today. And that is what will help you to decide whether to find out your right industry to invest into. The next important factor is product differentiation. A company whose products have product differentiation has more staying power because they are able to adjust their product according to the market with wide range of varieties. The product of a company may be preferred because of its name or because of the quality of the product. For example, Mercedes-Benz cars or Levi's jeans or Godrej refrigerators or Sumit food products, they have survived over a period of time because of the variety they are providing. Over a period of time, again and again, people are prepared to pay more for the product, and consequently, the products are at premium and above competition. So product differentiation also plays a very, very important role as far as the industry leader is concerned. Next important parameter is, does the company have a fixed cost structure? If it does, it would have large investment and large capital base, and because of this, it will not have too many competitors. Its high fixed cost would have to be serviced, and a fall in sale can result in more than proportionate fall in profits. So fine, if the company is doing a high fixed cost, but one has to look into its profitability because a slight change in the sales can seriously impact such high fixed cost structure companies. An example of such an industry is the motor industry, which requires enormous capital investment. A number of companies in this industry is few, and they cater to specific segments of the population. So a beautiful example as far as a high fixed cost structure company is concerned. The next important factor is, what is the cost of the capacity additions? If the cost of expansion is high, the competitors will be few because it won't be a cup of tea for all in the market. Consequently, there will also be greater economies of scale, because when you have a high capacity, when you have a higher production, automatically the price levels comes down, and that makes your better economies of scale, and better economies of scale companies will definitely have good prospects and profitability and obviously sales. So good look into for the investor. Next important factor becomes, what is the size of the exit? The exit cost becomes very, very important. If the cost of the exits are great, that is the payment of gratuity, unfunded provident and pension liability and the like, the companies would remain in the business even if the margins are low and little or no profits are being made. So the size of exit cost is also very important to consider when you consider the quality of the industry and the company within which it is. The next important factor is the motivation of the competitors. Are there any motivators? Are they in the market for prestige or for profit? If profit is not the motivating factor, companies may remain in the industry even at slender margins. So there are certain companies who would prefer to remain in the market even though they have a slender margins. So this also needs to be identified when we have an evaluation about the industry. A substitute product becomes very, very important. It can become a threat. Can another product replace the product? The industry where that is constantly looked at is the packaging industry. Beer cans replacing bottles. PVC replacing conventional paper wrapping. Jute bags replacing plastics bags. These are a beautiful example of substitute products. So are you into a company which is encouraging growth, or are you into the company which would be exited by another substitute product? This is an important point to be considered, and here in this slide you have been given only few examples. However, the list of substitute products can be endless. So one really needs to evaluate before investing into companies and identify whether there are any substitute products. The next important factor is how powerful are the buyers and the suppliers. If they are powerful, they can force prices down or up, which could be to the detriment of the industry. In a scarce economy such as India, it is often the suppliers of raw material who wield the enormous power. They dictate the terms, insist on payment up front, and keep to their own schedules. So is your industry belonging to this category? Is it really controlled by the powerful suppliers? This factor needs to be evaluated. The next important factor is, what will be the effect of the technological innovations on the product? Would it result in it becoming obsolete? An industry where great strides in technology have been made in recent years, in the computer industry, with its Omnis, personal computers, laptops, and now with the palm tops, PDAs, and even the smartphones. The things they are capable of are phenomenal, and questions being asked is the end or what's next? So what will be the effect of technological innovation in product is a very, very important question, especially when you are planning to invest into an industry which is driven by technology. Is there great rivalry between existing competitors? Such a price competition and advertising war can have a serious impact on the industry. They can literally erode the profits. In India, in 1989, during the soap wars, the detergent manufacturers were advertising heavily and cut prices to stay ahead of the competition. What could happen? This naturally resulted into lower profits as costs increased and margins decreased. So is your country's industry, is the company and the industry in which they belong to are involved in a price war? This needs to be evaluated. Next important factor is, what is the government policy? Government policy can play a very, very important role. This can attract or detract the competitors. It can also result in higher or lower profits. And this is why every industry waits anxiously in February for the budget, because it is this that will largely determine the company's results in the next year. However, with liberalization, this is not as critical as it was before, but it can affect especially if new taxes are imposed or new duties levied. So if one is actually thinking of certain industries which can get impacted because of the government policy, one has to look into it and evaluate what impact can happen because of certain government policies. Next important factor becomes, are there international cattles? In the coffee industry, the supply far exceeds the demand. In order to protect against the widely fluctuating prices, the International Coffee Organization, which is made up of the coffee exporting and importing industries, have fixed the price of a bag of a coffee and the quantity that a company may export. In such situations, a coffee exporting company is assured of a sale and a definite price, which could result in certain profit. So here again, the international cattle can make or break a company in that industry. So how strong the international organization is, whether it is safeguarding the company within that industry or it is taking them for a ride of a price war. So this also becomes a very, very important factor one should look into. The items one should consider when assessing the demand are, it is important to understand demand for the product of an industry, and in particular, the point number one is the business in a high growth industry, and if so, can the management operate at a high level? So high growth and management becomes very important, the point number one. Point number two, how essential is the product, or is it just a fad? So the demand of the product also becomes very important, the usefulness, the utility of the product. It should not just be for the sake of manufacturing. Is the demand predictable? In the food industry, demand is predictable, whereas it is not so in case of a refrigerator industry. It is driven by technology. Any new technology comes, it makes the older technology obsolete. The fourth important point, is the business volatile? Usually, high finance businesses are very, very volatile. In demand cyclical, is demand cyclical? Demand may only be periodic. So what about the other seasons when there is no demand? What would happen to the product demand if a structural change takes place in the economy? There can be different types of structural changes that can be happening. In such scenarios, will the company withstand the change that happens? Is it adaptable and flexible to quickly adjust to the changes? That becomes a very important factor to be considered. The next important point we consider while assessing demand is, what will be the effect of the demand if a change in government policy takes place? A high tax on imports can stimulate demands for the domestic products. How will the exchange fluctuation affect the demand? The weakening of rupee has made Indian articles more cost attractive abroad. It has, however, increased the cost of imports. So which side of the company are you? So this needs to be assessed when we talk in terms of demand. Next, we look at the industry cycles. All industries have cycles, which are often compared to a day. The initial period is known as the sunrise. This is a period of growth, and the growth is usually quite remarkable. At this time, there are many competitors and the industry is maturing. Up to this period, it is good to enter the industry as the profits make it more than worthwhile. It apexes at noon. Then is a period of consolidation, which can be for some time. Eventually, the demand falls, the noon becomes evening and dusk, and finally the sunset. Investing in sunset industry is short-sighted and pose higher risk as the investment is likely to turn sour. So decide when to invest. Investing in the sunrise phase could be beneficial, but the sunrise phase is not going to remain forever. If there are any transitions to the noon or the sunset, be quick to actually make your portfolio good. Having another sunrise, replace it with the noon or the sunset industries. So what is the conclusion of this chapter? It is imperative that at the time a company is being considered for investment, that the industry the company is operating in is considered, as this will determine whether the investment will be profitable or not. So just don't go for one company, look at the industry also. If the industry is good, if the company is also good, then it is a real worthwhile investment. Go for such companies which gives good evaluation at a company level also, at the industry level also. Thank you.